Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts right now. Welcome on, welcome back to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor. Happy Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the midst of the second month. Even though it's the shortest month, we're going to take pride in it that it's Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? So support a Black person today, whether it's a business, support the vision, whatever it is, because we great all 365 days out of the year. Celebrate us Black folks, and especially during Black History Month. But joining me today, she is the host of the In My Closet podcast, podcasting out of Arizona by way of Florida. She is Petty Panda. How you doing tonight? And welcome to Look and Talk.
Hey, it's the toughest crybaby, Miss Petty Panda. How you doing?
The toughest crybaby.
Oh, yeah.
So you're tough in the streets, but when you get home, you're going to break down and cry about it.
Not too much. Yes, so toughest crybaby because they say cancers are crybabies, and I'm a cancer. So, but not really because I'm tough. You know, we have that hard exterior.
Yeah, I had plenty of exes that are cancers.
Okay.
They can be some problematic crybabies, you know. Whoa. But I've learned to judge just the one, not everybody.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you got a few good cancers, which is some of my homies are cancers. And an influential uncle I had is a cancer, so I'll give y'all that.
And there's a difference between the June cancers and the July cancers, okay?
True.
Yeah.
Well,
the June ones are the best.
I got an ex that's a June cancer and another one that's a July cancer, you know, so. But the July cancer sticks out the most.
I still love with exes and cancers. That's all.
I forgive them, though. I still got love from them to this day, you know. But anyway. All right. Tell the people about your podcast, the In My Closet podcast.
Okay. So, In My Closet, I recently started my podcast. I'm only like 17 episodes in. That's two seasons. What made me name it In My Closet is because my dad, when I was growing up, he was heavy into the music industry. And in any apartment that we had or townhome or whatever, the studio, the recording booth would always be in the closet. And he'll like put up some padding in the closet. So I'm just like, I associate like getting down and working hard and building stuff up from the ground, like in small spaces. So like just in my closet is where my mind went to. I was like, my dad was in his closet when he was rapping. My brother was in the closet when he was rapping. My cousins was in there. So like now I feel like I'm just talking my shit. So, oh, can I cuss on here?
Yes, you can.
You're good. I cuss a lot.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know, that's a popular question by so many podcasters. Can you cuss? Yes, you can cuss, motherfuckers. Do y'all not listen to
the podcast? I don't know, because your podcast say it was clean. I made sure I put mine is not clean. It's dirty. Sometimes I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Dude, like I said, you know what I'm saying? It may be clean. It may be clean, but we don't let people fly on here. It ain't no problem. I know you from South Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm from South Florida, yeah.
Yeah, and trust me, I went to school with a lot of people from South Florida. I'm from Central Florida, so I know how us Floridians can be, you know, so.
Yes.
But I do got one question, and then we're going to get back to your podcast. How the hell does a Floridian end up in Arizona? Because I'm not going to lie to you. I had a friend of mine years ago, a coworker of mine, that we became friends, and she was trying to recruit me out to Arizona for the longest, but now she in Texas like everybody else. But she still might be trying to recruit me to Arizona, but you know.
How did I get to Arizona? Wow, I knew this question was gonna come up, but I didn't know how I wanted to answer it. So long story short, me and my parents, we were not on the best terms. And it just ended very rough. So I was on the phone with my cousin her husband was stationed out here in Yuma, which is like Dirtville, if you ever heard of Yuma. It's a tiny little city with like two Walmarts and one Target, like it's not a lot of people there. So she was stationed out in Yuma. She was just like, just come out here with me, you know, get your mind right or whatever. And at the time, I didn't know how long I was planning on staying out there. So I packed up two suitcases and I hit Yuma. I ended up falling in love with the mountains and everything. I got new opportunities, got my own place out here. And I was like, you know what? I might as well just finish school while I'm here. And then I'll see where I want to go next, because I ain't got nothing holding me back. I can move when I want to move. So that's how I end up here. Now, do I plan on living here for the rest of my life? Nah, it's too damn hot the summer times.
Wait, it's Arizona's hot. Hotter than Florida?
What?
Because I had a friend of mine tell me, oh, the dry heat compares nothing.
Don't believe that bullshit. I hate when people be like, oh, the dry heat, the humid. Let me tell you something. 120 is hot regardless, no matter where you at. 120 is what you put. Yes. That's what you put the oven on to keep the food warm. Like, it's hot. Like, no.
Is it true that tires be melting out there in Arizona?
Yes.
Damn. Yes. How the hell are you supposed to have a car when the damn tires be melting? What the hell, Arizona?
That's why you got to get insurance on your tires.
Damn. That's crazy.
But it's beautiful out here. I'm not going to lie. I fell in love with Arizona. Like, I've done so many things that I never thought I would ever do because I'm a, like, scary cat. So it's been chill. And then it's so cool that you can go from the desert to, like, 2.5 hours away from me. You can go see the snow up in the mountains. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's beautiful here.
Mm. Another important question. How do they treat black people? Because, you know, I'm still in Florida, you know. Some parts of Florida don't fuck with black people like that, you know. So how does Arizona treat black people?
So I'm just going to say this. Wherever black people go, it's going to be an issue regardless. If it's a white person there, it's going to be an issue. So I haven't had terrible experiences with the white people out here. In Yuma, they were super friendly. And in Yuma, it was like 6-7 black people in the town, the whole town. So we all knew each other. But yeah, I mean, my brother, he's not having the best experience because he has dreads. So of course they're going to profile him with his locks. But me personally, I haven't had any terrible experiences. I mean, they still white folks to me.
And that's some bullshit. Prayers up for the brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, I want to say salute to you. You've done something I've never done in my almost 5 years of podcasting. I've never brought my family onto the podcast.
Oh,
and I'm like, I noticed that about you. I'm like, more power to you, you know what I'm saying? I love my family, but I haven't reached that point of I can't see what conversation I can have with them that's good enough for the podcast. Now, my sister, we came close a couple of times, but she ran off to Texas with a man, so of course that's not going to happen.
Sound a little shit when you said that.
And my mom made a pitch, but it's like, I don't know if me and you going to have that great conversation, Mom, you know what I'm saying? So, and I had another cousin who's a poet. That might actually happen, but I see you got episodes with your family on. I'm saying more power to you, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, you don't never know what the hell they're going to say. Like, they don't care. Like, the one with my mom was the last episode. It was just hilarious to me. But, I mean, I love them, and I mean, they support me the most. So I just feel like, and the way I look at my podcast is, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care how many views it is. I look at it more like a entertainment for myself. As long as I'm having fun with it, as long as my family's enjoying it and my close friends, that's what really matters to me right now. And I just knew I wanted to have both my mom and my sister on there because they're fucking hilarious to me. Like,
yeah, that was a hilarious episode. I'm like, you know what? Don't get me wrong. Family can be hilarious, but, you know, to have both my sister and mom. Now, that idea has came to me in the past, but like I said, I can never get my mom and my sister on the same schedule back when my sister was in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But like I said, have I ruled it out? I haven't totally slammed the door on it. I do believe anything is possible, but you know, but
what? Why are you like, maybe?
Because the reason is I love my family, but when I remember when I was first starting off, most of the negative feedback was coming from the family. So that's only pushback. There was always that cousin who had something to say about the podcast. I'm like, will it kill you to be supportive? I'm being consistent here. Goddamn. Yeah. Don't make me go in on your life, which I'm not going to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I can go low if I have to, you know. But for me, I ask myself, is it really worth my time to go low on them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't got... the only feedback I got back that... it wasn't even negative. My auntie told me, you know, you need to be more consistent. And I'm like, damn, lady. I work a full-time job. I'm in school. I'll be hustling on the side. I'm trying to be consistent. But it's not easy always making sure you have time to get up and do this. Like, it's a commitment. And, I mean, there's times where I'm just exhausted. And I may miss this week episode, and I feel like trash because I missed it. But I'm like, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to stay consistent, push out episodes every week. But
yeah, it's going to come to you, you know what I'm saying? Just be patient and just continue to, because it be like that sometimes. It's like life be getting in the way of it. But then sometimes you stay with it long enough, you get passionate about it, and then you just say, fuck you to life. I'm going to put out this damn podcast. I'm going to recruit these people to come on this podcast and we're going to get it done. Now, I've had weeks where I didn't drop an episode, but what I did for the people is I dropped two episodes the next week to show y'all love, you know what I'm saying?
Two?
Yeah. I drop two episodes, you know what I'm saying, the same week, you know what I'm saying, just if I miss a week, you know?
Yeah. That's
insane. But then you got some people that they drop a podcast every day. I'm like, how the hell y'all do that shit?
Now that I would never understand. Ain't got that much in the world to talk about to be dropping a podcast every day.
Yeah, I'm like, somebody got to be paying you or something.
Yeah, you got some type of money to be dropping a podcast every day.
Yeah. So speaking of dropping a podcast, what would you say was the biggest inspiration behind you wanting to start your podcast?
So I'm a nerd and I just like to listen to different podcasts. And back in the days when I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings, one of my coworkers, I wanted to start a podcast with her back then, but we never really started one. I always kept pushing it back. I don't know. I just wanted to try something new. Like, I'm the type of person, if I'm bored in life, I'm going to try something new that I always wanted to try and see how I like it. My brother, he always told me, you know, you have a nice voice. You should be on the radio. I'm like, I ain't never going to be on nobody radio. So I'm like, you know what? I can try to do podcasting. I'm always on TikTok. I'm always on Instagram. I'll be fucking consuming the internet. So I'm like, I have stuff to talk about. Mine as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like a lot of podcasters, that's how that got started, because someone told them that, hey, you got a wonderful voice for the radio and stuff. So, and even I've had people tell me, like, we got to find a way to get you on the radio. But I'm like, y'all don't understand the goddamn radio industry. They want years of experience, you know what I'm saying? Years of
experience, yeah. That ain't happening. It ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah, it's like I said, it ain't gonna work for me either, you know what I'm saying? So what would you give? What kind of advice would you give to anybody looking to start a podcast?
Me? What advice I would give them? I don't even know if I have the room to give somebody the advice on like starting a podcast.
Hey, listen, don't ever underestimate, don't cut yourself short, because people will be given wisdom and meanwhile, their life is shit to shit. It's like total trash, but they out here giving wisdom like it's nothing. I'm guilty of that. So that's why I say it's like, you know what? I can speak from experience, but if you ask me what the hell going on, you'll find out I'm in the shit just like you.
Oh, Lord. The blind, leading the blind, my God. Okay, so what I would say is just start it. If you anything like me and you're an overthinker, just hit record. Just hit the button. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about having all this high-tech equipment. Just start, because I started recording on my phone. Then I got a microphone, and now I'm recording on my laptop. There's more equipment that I want, but I don't even edit my stuff. Whatever it said, it's done. It's loaded. Like, that's it.
Listen, I'm that same way, too. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we said it, because what I find is when you sit there, edit stuff, you'll take out some gems, and you know what I'm saying? You don't want to take out some gems that somebody done said. So it's like, I'm to the point now, it's like, whatever said, said, we rolling with it, and we're going to produce this episode. So I totally feel you there.
Yep. And then sometimes when you start editing, you know, it's a lot of people don't have a lot of time in a day, and editing can take up a lot of time. And that can be something that just make you go, oh, I don't want to do it. Just do it.
Yes, yes, I totally feel you there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk coming at you during Black History Month. Remember, this is that podcast that where liquor needs to be involved, because this podcast sounds a whole lot better when you have some liquor of some type, whether it's the wine, whether it's some brandy, some cognac, whatever you want to sip, ladies and gentlemen. Also, shout out to my sober people as well, you know what I'm saying? Show y'all love too. But go ahead and subscribe if you haven't done so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite kind of drink?
Well, okay, my favorite drink is an amaretto sour.
Okay.
Or I would drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll fill you with the amaretto sour. But I remember years ago, they had a Ciroc Amaretto. That shit was smooth as fuck.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, back when I was in college, me and my we would always stay up on the Ciroc's and stuff. So that was this Ciroc Amaretto. That shit was so smooth.
Man. Well, drinker. Like, I don't drink a lot. Like, I had to go buy this bottle of wine tonight. Like, I don't drink no alcohol in the house. Like, I just don't.
I mean, I feel you there. I feel you there. Like, when you get to college, I know this is ironic, me having a podcast called Liquor Talk, but I do buy stuff just to sip on. Like, if I'm like, tonight I'm on a little Hennessy and lemonade, I got a little fifth of Hennessy.
Oh, and Hennessy.
Some lemonade tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel you there, because this is probably the only time I really sip, because Life gets old and stuff. A lot of things you like to do when you're younger, it gets old after a while.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
But I was also checking out another one of your episodes. Should have caught me on discount in 2020. I think everybody was on discount in 2020. And it's like, and sometimes I feel like I'm still on discount because life be whooping my ass. But I'm like, you know what? I just say to myself, all you motherfuckers, y'all better catch me now while life kicking my ass, because once I overcome this shit, and I'm gonna be looking at y'all asses.
Yeah.
And especially, don't let me start getting sponsorships for this podcast. Manifesting that too, and we're gonna make that happen.
Coming soon. It's loading. Don't worry.
Yes, it's definitely loading. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's loading for you too. You know what I'm saying? You stay at it. You know what I'm saying?
That should have caught me on discount. I still feel like that, like, you can't catch me now. Like, it's too late. In my mind, I'm not where I'm currently sitting. Like, I see myself way bigger than what I am. So I walk in that. Like, I walk like I already got the views that I want. I walk like I already got the recognitions that I want. So you should have caught me when I was down, when I didn't believe in myself, when I was underestimating myself. You should have caught me then. Because if you're trying to come with the same game, then it ain't gonna work.
Exactly. And then I say that to people as well that knew about Liquor Talk before it started. It's like, I'm treating it like, you gotta treat my stock like it's Amazon. Because I know a lot of us, whether it's Amazon, Apple, Nike, we would have loved to be investing that stock back in the 90s when they went around. Now they stopped just high as shit, you know.
Too high. Well, not high, but it's still pretty high.
Yes, it's still pretty high.
Right now, that Ripple, I'm like, yeah, I need to go ahead and catch that before it go off.
Hell yeah. That's the last shit I'm trying to catch on before it just goes off. So, we're through the first month of 2020. How 2024, how would you say things have been going for you? Because 2024, I'm like, God damn, already.
Man, okay. So, I feel like it's just been a very busy month. School started back. Work is kicking my butt. And then on top of that, I want to start doing my own thing, like bookkeeping. I'm a notary, so I'm looking for clients doing that. And that's usually what I ask people, like, okay, what's your first quarter goal? So I don't know. I feel like I've been busy. Every time I look around, I'm like, damn, I'm tired. I need to chill. I just took a trip to Florida. I'm like, it didn't feel like a vacation because my nephews, they were constantly on me, constantly crying. I'm like, damn, I need a break. So I feel like I've been busy in accomplishing things. That's how I feel like January's going. I can't believe it's basically over.
Yes, I can't believe it. We're already in February, you know what I'm saying? So we're well on our way. We already think about Black History Month. And you know what I realized, though, about kids? You said something about the nephews and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if you have any kids of your own or not, but that's probably the perfect birth control right there.
What? Let
somebody without kids watch your damn kids. That's the perfect birth control right there.
I promise, like, I was knocked out. I slept with my sister when I was there. I slept in her bed. And it's 4:30 in the morning, and all I feel is something in my nose. And it's my nephew thumb in my nose, and he just staring at me like, so you up? Nigga, what is happening right now? I'm gonna need you to come get your son because this is too much for me. I'm trying to get some rest. He was the perfect like dose of birth control. I didn't even know I needed it.
Yes, yes. Listen, and I lived with somebody that had kids as well, and I can hear them getting annoyed. I'm like, that's all the birth control I need. And also the stories I hear about men having to go to court to fight the child support and stuff. I'm like, that's all the birth control I need, you know what I'm saying? Because what I've learned is you have a baby by that wrong person, and it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life because that person might be evil.
You never know until you have a child with them. You may have had a baby with Satan. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like,
to be out here.
Yes. I would not want that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've heard stories of people just holding their baby hostage just to get some more money out of you because they judge you with a new woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some horror stories. Or you have people who pretend like they can't even go see their kids, knowing good and damn well you can go see them kids. You just don't want to do it, and you don't want to pay the money to go see them babies. So, I mean, hey, birth control.
Yeah, I'm definitely a product of a dad that didn't want to be around, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But which is why I don't understand why one of my sisters is still obsessed with him. I'm like, you know what? You can have him all to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because he ain't did shit for me, so.
Right.
You around here raising hell if somebody even gets near him. I'm like, okay, you can be up his ass all you want to.
No. Whoa! That's just straight tonight. No more Henny and lemonade.
Well, I'm just being honest, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? You want to be act like it's the best thing since sliced bread when you talk to them, you know? It is what it is.
Like, damn.
Hey, this is what we do, you know what I'm saying? We catch strays around here.
What do you want to say about them?
But ironically, though, I forgive him, though, because you know what I'm saying? I'll drop another bombshell. My mom, Mama, I know you're listening, but you definitely married worse than him. So, on that note.
Now I see why they be talking about your podcast like that. You be hurting feelings. That's the problem.
See, not on every episode, though. Not on every episode. You know what I'm saying?
People got to get strays. You on your Megan Thee Stallion tonight.
I'm like, oh, this is...
Oh, my. Stop it.
Megan giving everybody strays. Cat Williams giving people strays.
Megan jumped out the gate. She said, yeah, here it is. I'm ready for all that.
You know what? You know what I believe, though? This is all just publicity for, because I wouldn't be surprised if Megan drops an album later this year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you notice this or not, but whenever these celebrities be dropping all the tea and stuff, they got something big up their sleeve and they need support for.
No, but for real, though, I really feel like it was time for Megan to do that. Because she's been real quiet. She been saying too much. She been on her tough crybaby stuff, crying in the background. And then it was like, okay, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Time. Like, how you feeling tonight? Enough is enough.
Hey, I feel good, though. I'm not even mad with nobody. I'm on the Cat Williams side of things. I'm not even mad with nobody.
Oh, yeah, you're saying? Not mad? You just over here setting the record straight.
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you haven't done that on your podcast.
I have. Nah, not yet. Loading, coming soon. Actually, I did kind of go off on somebody on my podcast, but I had to go delete that episode because I didn't want to get fired from work. So,
oh, more power to you. More power to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? I'll be like, man. See, I say more power to you because me, I go off on somebody from the job. I'm like, look, man, fuck this job because there's plenty of them out here. You know what I'm saying? So,
that time.
Hell yeah, because life is short out here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one of these people that's going to be sitting around 20, 30 years at the same damn job making the same amount of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to do that, you know? So
I was listening to, what's her name? Laundry Lipstick on your podcast, and she told you be careful telling people fuck their job. But I see you back at it again.
But see, here's why I can say fuck that job, because guess what? I'm already 3 or 4 steps ahead. See, that's why I didn't tell Shiny that night. Shout out to Shiny, by the way. She from South Florida as well. She from Broward County as well. So
yeah.
Yeah. But see, if I say fuck that job, I'm already 3 steps ahead, meaning I already done got another job lined up, you know what I'm saying? And okay. That job hasn't started the podcast yet.
Yeah, because some people out here reckless, they be like, fuck this job, and then an eviction notice on their door. Like, nah, that's not how we move.
No, how we move is, yeah, we say fuck this job, but we have another one lined up. And that sounds like somebody's not responsible with their money. Like, motherfuckers that will pay for Beyonce tickets, but they're not paying their rent. Like,
oh, Beyonce tickets. Oh my God. I had to stop myself. I was going to max out the credit card for her. I said, hold on now. Hold on. Let's put on our thinking caps for a moment.
See, and I'm glad you put on your thinking cap for a moment. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I realized? Beyonce had the concert, and then later that year, she put it in the movie theaters. I'm like, and now motherfuckers that went to both of them. I'm like, God damn.
But the movie was different. It wasn't the same thing. You didn't get the full experience. You just got a little taste, you know, just a little. That's it.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm like, that's something that could have been on Netflix, though, for being honest. You know, yes,
it could have.
Yeah, but hey, shout out to Beyonce's marketing team. That's a wonderful marketing. That is. That's amazing marketing.
Yeah.
That's something I'm hoping to get to, you know what I'm saying? It's coming, you know, so we're gonna have amazing marketing, you know what I'm saying, with podcast, you know. So let's talk about this Dirty Laundry, because you already talked about Megan Thee Stallion, you know about Cat Williams, and then I hear one of Rick Ross's baby mamas
about
Dirty Laundry. And then I heard Cassie, thanks to the feds. And thanks to her husband, some things came out about Diddy. And
Dirty Dick Diddy.
Yeah, and also in the sports world, Stephen A. Smith kind of went in on another reporter who was trying them. And it's bad when you go in on somebody and you gotta ask the pastor for forgiveness in advance. That's how you know you about to go in on somebody when you gotta say to the pastor.
Because I ain't hear this. I don't be following sports like that.
Well, listen, Stephen A. Smith dropped a pipe bomb on a reporter who he basically went in on, you know, so I'll send you the story, but it's like he went off on this man. I'm like, God damn. And it's all, and what caught me off guard is this man, he's, you can see him on ESPN and he's so dedicated to his work, but we didn't think this dark side would come out of him, you know, like I expect out of somebody like Cat Williams, but not him though. But which right. got me to the theme of dirty laundry. Like, why do people get to the point where they just want to air it, wear it all, let it all out?
Man, it get heavy. It get heavy walking around with that. And then you got people who did you wrong pretending like they ain't do shit. And then some people, they like to paint you out to be the bad guy. Like, don't smear campaign after you fuck me over.
Those are what we call narcissists, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And it's like, and I can't fuck with no narcissistic person. I had an ex like that, you know. You trying to flip all this on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, look, I'm not going to, look.
You finna air out your ex? What happened?
Tell me. You know what? This ex happened years ago, though, so uh-huh. I'm not even mad about it no more. It's just, yes. I find it amazing that people want to try to count your pockets when they ain't got shit.
Oh.
Yeah, where your money at and where your job at?
Oh, so you on that time tonight.
Because it's like, that's why I don't understand
about... You want to drop a name too? Shit.
I ain't about to drop no names, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, because I'm not about to give that ex no kind of credibility, no kind of winning, you know what I'm saying? Because if you drop an ex name, then they'll show that, hey, you still got an emotional hold on, and that ain't the case, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But listen, it's like, I'm to the point in life, it's like, you have to really make me mad to where I'm just going to air out everything. But I see 2024, people just, they starting already. Yeah. And we're only 2 months into the year.
So, you're a Sagittarius.
Yes, I'm a Sag.
It explains a lot.
Yes, I'm the sign that everybody hates, you know.
It is plain. I never said I hate Sagittarius.
I know plenty of people on social media, they're like, oh, here come the Sagittarius and stuff. I'm like, well, what the fuck man.
We like this, and she is Sag. She just on that lovey-dovey mushy stuff. And I'm a Cancer, so that's me. Like, I'll be like, I love you. She like, ugh, girl, what the fuck? Leave me alone.
I mean, listen, sometimes... I feel where she's coming from, but sometimes motherfuckers can turn us cold, you know what I'm saying? So, and maybe there was one point in time, maybe she was on that, but the right man may have did her wrong. You never know.
Hey, yeah, I don't know nothing about all that. Back to you airing out your dirty laundry. This is getting good. What else happened?
I ain't got no other dirty laundry. I'm just to the point, like, why? I'm like, why do people spend years holding on to this shit? Like, why haven't we rectified this shit? Because it's like, I have dirty laundry on a lot of people that I'm like, I'm not going to air you out, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess it's just beyond me.
Damn. I don't know. I'm in a place where I try not to hold on to things anymore. Like, I'm either going to let the shit go or I'm going to deal with it right then and there. So... when it comes down to airing out this dirty laundry like how everybody else is, all I can say is it just get heavy. Sometimes you get tired of being a bigger person and you just gotta step into your villain era. Like, I'm loving it. I'm happy it's not me and I'm not the person with the drama, but I'm loving the drama. Down to cat.
Yeah. I say that same thing too.
I love it.
But it's like, I love it, but I know his strategy, though. He's promoting that damn tour, you know what I'm saying?
You think
so? And he gonna get behinds and seats. And Kat didn't even, see, Kat is so great, he didn't even need to do that, to be honest with you.
He didn't.
Yeah, but I'm happy for Uncle Shannon, you know what I'm saying? Because that was his platform, because he's a new person, you know? I'm happy for him, you know?
Did you call that man Uncle Shannon?
Everybody call him Unc.
He is something else. I can't watch too much of Shay Shay. Like, he get on my nerve with that
Like, bro. You know he from the South. You know he from Savannah, Georgia.
I can't. And he caught a couple strings in that goddamn interview, too, when Kat was talking about big noses.
yeah, that's true. That I'm like, damn, Unc.
He didn't want to say nothing, boy. Kat was on that ass.
Kat was on everybody's ass, man. I'm like, and Mike Epps was like, damn, Kat, why you ain't get on me? I'm like, shit. I'm like, wait, Kat was on. I wouldn't want Kat to.
Right.
I'd be happy if Kat left me alone.
About me. Don't say nothing about me, please.
Don't say nothing about me, you know what I'm saying? I'd make sure we good, you know what I'm saying? And that's why you guys gotta make sure if you end friendships, try to end them on good terms, meaning you just grow apart, make sure there's no beef or nothing like that, because that's when the dirty laundry will come out, you know what I'm saying? If there's some kind of beef or resentment, you know?
You know, I've had friendships that ended and not on good terms, but I ain't never air nobody out. Like, if you trusted me to hold your secrets, like, I just feel like, even though, blah, 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 damn, that wine is drinking me.
You talking about me being on this Hennessy and the wine, hey, come on, get it out, get your thought out.
Drinking me, I can't even fucking talk.
You got it.
Huh?
I said you got it.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so even if you entrust me with your secrets, if I'm pissed off with you, I'm not going to go air you out. Like, that's just not the person I am. You know I know your tea. I know you may got some of my tea, not all of it, because I don't talk a lot. But that don't mean just because I'm pissed at you, I'm going to go talk about you. And I know recently one of the Wayans brothers just came out and talked about the whole thing with Cat Williams and how he feel about people being up in arms about black men being in dresses, this and the third. And I was just like, okay, it's a little too late, buddy. You miss your...
You know what? I'm like, hey, and you know what? No, nothing going back to that interview. It's like the motherfuckers that came out immediately and said something, you're telling on yourselves. Because if it's not true, you're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
You're not even going to feel the need to address it.
That's facts.
Because the fact that I haven't heard Ludacris in years drop something and he comes out with his son, I'm like, damn, Luda.
I was like, Luda, go sit down with your funny looking ass wife that don't do dope interviews.
And Cat Williams confirmed it. And I went back and I looked, I said, God damn.
Like, just go sit down. I'm not here for it. I don't care. I haven't heard you in a booth in how many. You was just in a Christmas movie. Cut it out. You don't rap.
Yes, just accept the fact that you got the 10-year, $200 million deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
you party with Diddy and all. So just relax.
Yeah, that's why I said a lot of these celebrities, I'm like, all y'all partying with Diddy. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, goddamn, motherfuckers. That's why I'm saying 2024, it all started to come out. Even motherfuckers you weren't thinking, like, seriously?
Yeah, it has. I just feel like 2024 is the year of just truth, man. And the year of karma. Like, everything that was dark is coming out. Everything you're going to get back. Like, I don't know. I like... What is it? Not astrology. Numerology. There it is. Damn, boy. I need to stop drinking. Anyway, and when you add up the numbers, it equals 8. And to me, 8 is infinity. So that just let me know that there's going to be a lot of fucking karma going around. So.
Yeah. You know what? And you know what it says to me? That people that have been fucked over in the past, it's about to be their time to win. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm looking at football, like, the Detroit Lions have been ass for years, and now I'm looking at they end up in the day and well, one game away from the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm talking like, about, I don't know nothing about no football.
But let's just say, I will say, people that's been fucked over in the years that always been fucked over, guess what? They time coming. And that's what I'm getting for 2024. And I'm here for all this dirty laundry being aired out because I'm going to sit back and just watch. You know, I'm like you. I'm just going to sit back and just watch.
Yeah, I see you. You don't just watch. You tell T too.
Hell yeah, I tell T, you know what I'm saying? But if I get mad enough, yeah, some of that tea is going to come out, you know? That, like I said, I got a lot of tea on a lot of different people, but it's not going to come out on the podcast because, you know what? I actually got love for some of them people, you know? So, I know how to have restraint.
Okay. I feel like two more drinks, that's out the window.
Or no, or maybe you might just get me on an episode of In My Closet podcast on a good day, and right? You just hit me over the side of the head with questions, and never know, some shit might come up.
Research. I need to know what to ask. I gotta ask the right questions.
But you just gotta ask. You should just ask whatever's on your mind that day. You know, what I'm saying whatever. It's just lingering on your mind, then just ask it or whatever you want somebody's perspective on. And it's like, what's been lingering on my mind is the fact that all this damn dirty secrets are coming out about everybody, you know? And like, that's why I'm telling y'all, like, if y'all haven't made peace with people, even if you end on bad terms, don't do that to people, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it makes it out.
Step into your villain era.
I mean, sometimes it's okay to step into the villain era, but then sometimes I'm like, you know, I feel that, you know, say I feel myself becoming the villain, you know, myself. But you know, sometimes I'm just like, you don't really want to air this out because then that makes me untrustworthy to new people, you know what I'm saying? Because people might see that and they're like, if he aired this out, just what he might say about me. But to those people, just treat people fairly and you won't have to worry about that.
So who do you think went too far airing somebody out this first quarter of January? I mean, 2024.
That's a good one. I'm going to say it's a tie between Megan and Cat Williams. I'm going to say it's a tie between them two, you know. I'm just going to say it's a tie between them because Megan, you had a lot of other stuff, shady stuff come out about you in the past, you know what I'm saying? So, and yeah. You didn't check nobody else, but now all of a sudden, because I know a lot of rappers that were talking shit about you, and then Kat is like, I feel like a lot of the things Kat said, I feel like we knew already.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like some things we knew already, like, I work with a lot of coworkers who they tell me the different conspiracies and they tell me about how they want to demasculate the man, you know what I'm saying? So they put him in a dress. And some men are just okay with that. I personally, I don't think I look good in a dress, so don't fucking try me like that. And also, you're not going to touch my bottom, you know what I'm saying? So don't try me on that either, you know?
So you're not down to party with Diddy, got it.
Hell, y'all not party down to party with Diddy. I heard some of the shit that go on. I heard at some of them parties, they have somebody that will draw a sample of your blood and they will do blood testing right there. I'm like, what?
Wow, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, that is scary as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And then also what's scary is you never know who might be there mixing drinks and stuff. You don't never know who might be putting drugs in your drinks and stuff, you know. Because that's how they get some of them artists to sign them fucked up bills because they done out partying with them and they done drug their asses. And then they show the artists, this is what you were doing. If you don't conform, then this is going to hit mainstream media.
Fuck it. You better put it on mainstream media because I'm not conforming to nothing.
I'm not conforming to nothing because guess what? I'm just going to say if it comes out, I'll say you put me on a polygraph test. I don't remember this shit because guess what? I can say I was drugged, motherfucker. I was drugged. Hey, y'all, if you drink, they say if you drink tastes salty, that means somebody drugging you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they always said that sometimes if your drink is a little salty, they got a drug in it.
Dang.
Because, and this is because I knew a bartender and he told me he saw the stories and he was looking out for people. So he would just take that drink, pour it out and make them another one.
Who leave a drink unattended? Like, if I got to go to the bathroom, I'm throwing that shit back. I don't care.
Hell yeah. And why do people be babysitting drinks? Because back in my day, we didn't play around. You know, I know I hate to sound old, but you know.
I babysit my drinks.
It's okay, you know. It's okay to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. me now, I'll babysit it, but I'll make sure I know where it's at because ain't nobody about to be drugging me.
Oh no, I'm not down for that. That's why, yeah. If I gotta go somewhere, either I'm done with the drink or I'm gonna make sure I take it. Like mm-hmm. I'm not gonna leave my drink there. I've seen too many Lifetime movies.
Yes, I've been seeing the Lifetime stories. I've been seeing the Snap and stuff, and I've been listening to a few true crime podcasts. Because guess what? Sometimes you gotta listen to a true crime podcast as well, because you never know when they might make an appearance. So you gotta stay ready, so you don't have to get ready. So
yeah, but those true crime podcasts? They be fucking me up sometimes. It make me not want to trust nobody.
You watch Snap and you watch First 48 and stuff. Shit like that will not make you trust anybody. And also, I wouldn't trust motherfuckers too, because you never know who got tea on you that's foaming at the mouth to throw it in your face.
Ooh, you ain't never lie.
Because that's the reason I love my family, but that's the reason I wouldn't go around for a while, because I don't need y'all spilling what I say on social media. What I say on social media is for social media not to be analyzed by the family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when you're not on social media, you know, you more loose with your lips. That's at least me. At least I am. I say stuff I won't say on social media.
I remember back in the days, like, yeah, we used to let everything fly, but now we're a little more cautious. And also, social media got old because I'm more enamored with other people smelling their drama. So I'm like, okay, go ahead and get it all out. Make yourself feel better. But honestly, though, some people, instead of smelling that dirty laundry, I need y'all to go see a therapist, though. You know, don't spit out your drink. Take it to the head.
I'm like, baby, y'all need a therapist. You don't need no advice. You don't need no friend right now. You fucking help.
Yeah, you need a professional, because those professionals are bound by law to never spill your tea.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about them, because
unless they change your name and put it in a book.
Ooh. Damn, that's smart.
Then that's okay. Yeah.
That's hold on, that's smart.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, let me read some of y'all books and make sure y'all motherfuckers ain't trying to describe me over here.
Oh yeah, you in there. You're definitely in there, buddy.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? I might not give a shit in there, because you know what? Because sometimes in life you gotta look at, like, I got bigger fish to fry, you know?
Make your money. I got bigger fish to fry. Matter of fact, I need to come and see you because I got some shit to talk about.
Hell yeah. I'm going to give you some more content, motherfucker. Since my life is just a movie. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, my life a movie. Get your popcorn ready. Shit, get your notepad ready. Get your laptop ready. Get ready to write this screenplay and stuff, you know?
So you were an advocate for therapy.
Yeah, because, hey, you know, back when I did go to therapy, now, I haven't been going now because I be working all the time. I'm like you. I have one job, and then I got the side hustle, and then I got to plan for the podcast as well. So But when I was in therapy, my therapist really helped me become a man. So,
yeah, I'm an advocate for therapy too.
Yeah, but you gotta talk to the right ones. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like you have to keep going until you find the right therapist.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? And because if you go to therapy and you get it out and stuff, you know, you'll learn that you gotta heal from things. And also, because some of the things you may be thinking is one thing, but if you dig deep and you do the homework, it may be some childhood traumas you got to heal from. And another thing, parents, you better do right by your kids, because them little motherfuckers be spilling y'all dirty laundry.
Oh, shit. They do. And they do.
Yep, so that's
for it. What your mama did the other night? What that mean?
What happened with your dad? And you know what I realized? There's a lot of kids behind them clapbacks, especially during Thanksgiving. They'll be saying, oh, how them grades? Oh, how them edges? Or something like that. They be clapping back. I'm like, damn.
Never in my day could we talk to our elders that way. Never.
And our elders could be so disrespectful to us. They can say whatever the hell they want to us, but we can't say nothing back to them because somebody be them popped us or something, you know?
Exactly.
And the elders wonder why we become adults and don't want to deal with their asses. Well, elders, that's why, because y'all spent years downplaying us and tearing us down and stuff that where nobody don't want to be bothered with your asses. So, yeah, whenever my mom does have her little events, I do be like, who all gonna be there? How do we all do that? We all do that. We all be like, who all gonna be there?
Because I need to know who gonna be there. If I don't fuck with them, then I'm not coming. Yeah, so I feel you on that.
Yeah, that's in life, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't think I got no elders that, like, I really don't fuck with. I'm trying to think of one, but I don't really got too many.
You're blessed, you know what I'm saying? You're blessed.
I have to look at my wall because I didn't know it was going to be on my phone and this thing died.
Oh, man. Listen.
It's okay. I'm going
to hold the phone. I appreciate you. I appreciate you weathering the storm, you know what I'm saying? I highly do appreciate it. But you're blessed not to have elders that you just want to give them a piece of your mind, you know?
Yeah.
And because I remember I had uncles that told me straight up, you ain't got to take that from them. God rest them soul to them uncles, but they told me straight up, you ain't got to take that from them, you know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't. So guess what? Just because they're family, that doesn't mean that they can't be held accountable, you know what I'm saying?
That's so true, because I went through a whole period of my life where I did not talk to my parents for almost 3 years. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes to do what you gotta do, get your mom right.
Yeah, and I remember I had some time where I didn't really go see my mom and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But hey, but she did set the tone, you know. So I said to myself, if my mom can hold herself accountable with me, so can all y'all other women out there. So fellas, miss me with the BS of my woman can't hold themselves accountable. You're just
why did only the women get it right then?
Because some women don't know how, and then I will say some men don't be holding themselves accountable either. I'm like, bruh, come on now. Because I'll be listening to some of them spill tea too, and I'll be like, but you knew this though.
I just feel like people in general don't like to hold themselves accountable.
Yeah.
It's like too much for them.
It be too much, but sometimes you just like, at the end of the day, you're like, You gotta find a way to get better, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, because even sometimes about some things I've held myself accountable for, like some of the issues with my former co-hosts and stuff, or whatever issues I had with the podcast and stuff. Some things I've held myself accountable for.
I didn't know you had a co-host, a former co-host.
Yeah, the first two seasons of Look and Talk, I had a co-host, you know. But
okay,
then,
so let's air on some dirty laundry. What happened?
What happened was I realized that the co-hosts, some co-hosts, they don't have the same passion for the podcast like you do. They don't have the same passion for your vision like you do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Whereas I can count on somebody else with a pop platform to show up for me compared to my co-host at the time, you know, because sometimes, and also some of them, they be showed up, but guess what? The conversation is ass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where we had to grow up, though, you know what I'm saying? That's where the growth comes in, because yeah. I will say, if you listen to, like, go dig deep, you know what I'm saying, to when we were in the double digits.
Yeah, because you're like 232. Wait, where you at? Because I remember seeing 2 something.
We're at, this is episode 284 right now.
Oh my God, I was wrong. Yeah, you've been doing this for a minute. How long you been podcasting?
For like 6 years. It's just, you get a passion for it and the time just goes by. I didn't realize how long it's been until I looked. I'm like, God damn, I didn't talk to all these people.
6 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. And hopefully by the summer of 2024, we would have hit 300 episodes. So that's what we're pushing for, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's a big fucking accomplishment right there.
That is a big accomplishment, but I also keep myself hungry because I remember going to a podcast conference and seeing people of our skin color with 400 and 500 episodes of their platform. I'm like, God damn, black people. We are black excellence in this motherfucker.
Real.
We are black excellence personified of whatever the hell we want to do. We fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Even though it sucks, we couldn't negotiate another month that doesn't only have 28 days for Black History Month.
Hello.
But hey, we'll take it, you know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of shit be happening during this month to deviate from Black history, but guess what? We need to fucking know that we the fucking shit, and that's why these politicians and stuff, they want to get rid of Black history in schools and stuff, because they don't want to look bad. No, y'all motherfuckers are just insecure motherfuckers. That's all that is.
I ain't know they're trying to get rid of Black History Month.
No, Black History Month ain't going nowhere. It's the Black history being taught in schools.
Oh, yes. Now that, yes. Wow.
I'm like, but luckily, you got Black churches and HBCUs that are saying we are going to teach our Black history even in spite of these motherfuckers.
Hey, they don't want to look like the bad guy anymore. Their kids are starting to feel guilty. Kids are asking questions. They don't want to deal with that.
I mean, just take accountability for your actions, you know what I'm saying? Those weren't even your actions. Those were your ancestors' actions, you know?
You want Americans to do that? Oh. No.
It ain't just Americans. It's all
white Americans.
You know them damn Caucasians. I don't care if they're Caucasians, Americans, the Dutch, the Germans, the Polish, all the motherfuckers, the Italians, all the motherfuckers don't like Black people.
They don't. They really don't.
Hell, they even some really of the don't.
Mexicans. Hell,
even some of the Chinese and Japanese don't fuck with us. That's why China trying to take over Africa right now.
That shit is crazy.
And those African leaders are just agreeing to it. Y'all are stupid as fuck. I mean, yes, I know China got all the money, but goddamn, y'all shouldn't have to sit. It should be a partnership, you know what I'm saying? Not some China trying to come colonize y'all shit.
You know, I wish I knew more about that to talk about it, but I don't know a lot about it. I do feel like they shouldn't give away the minerals or whatever China is looking for as easily as they are. And just taking the money, because in the long run, they're going to fuck themselves. But I mean, has Africa really learned their lesson about dealing with these fucking white people, Asians? They have not learned their lesson.
They really have not learned their lesson, because these people, they will charge their asses for everything. I'm like, I'm here in Haiti still having to pay France. Jamaica still having to pay Britain. I'm like, this is just fucked up, you know. With they just have not. They signed a three. They're like the artist that's so desperate to get on.
Not the 360.
That signs a goddamn 360 deal not knowing that you done fucked yourself over, you know what I'm
saying? Fuck yourself up. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So what do you have planned for the podcast going forward?
That's a great question. Maybe I should be planning something. I know I'm supposed to have Spicy by Nature on the podcast. I would really love to have you on the podcast. We got to talk about your schedule and make sure we get something together for that. But I don't know. My plan is just to continue enjoying the podcast and being more consistent, making sure I'm dropping an episode every week. That's all I really got planned.
I feel you there.
What I want my podcast to be about. I'm still moving around segments, trying to find my flow.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to stick with it. Keep changing until it fits you. But yeah, you know, man, you'll find it, though. But lastly, watch people tap in with the In the Closet podcast.
I think they should tap in if they want to listen to somebody who is funny. Am I funny? Maybe. I don't fucking know. If you just like to know what's going on in the world, like fucking shit news, trash news, tap in. If you just want something that's easy to listen to, because I know sometimes life is just tough. It's hard out here. So if you just want a distraction, tap in. If you just want to feel good, tap in. That's all I can really say.
Well, that's well said. I appreciate you for coming on Liquor Talk, blessing the Liquor Talk with your presence. And listen, whenever you're ready to have me on, remember, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So if you're ready to make that happen, just let me know, and we will definitely make that happen.
Yes, we're going to make it happen. Thank you for having me on Liquor Talk. I appreciate you.
No problem, no problem. And thank you to listeners for listening to Liquor Talk. Thank you for pouring up with us as we cut up on every episode. I hope y'all will be able to play this and get through your day while taking a couple shots as well. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't done so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And also, holler at me on social media. Tell me what the hell you think of this episode. Tell me, is it bad to spill dirty laundry? You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think. We really want to know. So yeah. Holler at us. Until next time, we out this thing, y'all. Peace.
Peace.